to declare Christ as the Son of God is to declare him as God. And to declare this Christ as coming in the flesh is to declare him as God in the flesh. There are preachers today that are just as blind as their congregations, and they feel their way through the scriptures, and they see where it speaks of Christ, but they endeavor to preach a Jesus in such a way as to make him acceptable. You see, they don't want a Christ that offends. And therein we see the difference, because one taught by the grace of God testifies of the Lord Jesus Christ in truth, whether it offends or not. This morning on the morning news, I got up early and they were interviewing a Catholic priest. And of course, they're preparing for their midnight mass. That's why they call it Christ Mass. People kind of say, well, it's Christmas. No, it's Christ Mass. That's where it started. And here's what this priest said. And this is why I can't identify with these activities. He said God needed fellowship. And so he wanted to start getting people to love him. And what's the best way to get somebody to love you or to be drawn to you but to put a baby in their arms? So you could be in a crowd and here someone has a baby. Maybe you're not getting along, but as soon as you bring a baby in, all of a sudden, everybody's looking at the baby and they're thinking just how nice and cute, kind the baby is. And they forget about their differences. And he said, that's why God sent his son as a baby. That was his answer. So everybody would get along and they would love God in return. See, people get all caught up with the manger. They get all caught up with the animals. They get all caught up with the shepherds and the angels. But wait a minute. This baby that was born in this world is none other than the Son of God, God in the flesh. And he didn't come just to be a baby. A body hast thou prepared for me. That body prepared was to be offered unto God as the sacrificial lamb to shed his blood that God might be just and justify. And that's the only way that any are going to be saved.